You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
I'd like to ask a question on the life of Rav Noach Weinberg Zitzel. How is it possible that a person, after failing twice, the first time was a miserable fail in establishing his Kiev institution of his major dream to bring back world Jewry. The second time he tasted it, he tasted success. But of course, because of disagreements and then Hanhala, he was forced to leave the yeshiva a third try. Yes, he was successful. But how does it make sense that a person, after trying not only once, but twice, to build his dream of creating an institution, a yeshiva, that could bring back the world Jewry to the way of Torah and mitzvot? How does a person even get back up after one time, let alone two? Just doesn't make sense emotionally, psychologically, mentally. How does a human being get up? It just doesn't make sense. And I'd like to suggest Rav Noach Weinberg understood that it wasn't his own actions that dictated his success or his failures. It was the Kadosh Baruch Hu who runs this world. And if he wanted to repair HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to help him. On the surface, it looked like he was done. But Rav Noach Weinberg believed in Munah Shalema, that if he was going to help bring Shlemus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to stand and help him. We all have our own avodas. We all have our different avodas in learning. Shemir Seinayim, Shemir Sabris, Tefillah, waking up on time. It's so difficult, especially during these times of Corona. But we can all get up, even in the darkest times. Yaakov Avinu, who's associated with the Tefillah of Maariv, because Maariv and Yaakov Avinu represent this idea that even in the darkest times, even when we fall, we can still get up. Do I need to mention what Yaakov Avinu's life consisted of? Running away from his family, running away from Esav, love, Rachel passing away, Yosef, his beloved son, being gone for 20 years, and yet Yaakov Avinu connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It says when the tefillah of Yaakov, it says the word reach. And Yaakov reached. It says reach because it's telling us, Yaakov Avinu's life is teaching us, that even in the darkest times we can connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can do it. And the pasuk says, Sheva Yipol Sadik Vekom. Why does it say Sadik next to Yipol? What's the pshat? The pshat is that you're a Sadik because you keep on getting up. You're not a tzaddik because you're always good. We're human. If we get back up, we're considered a tzaddik. I hope you can try it at least once. I know it's so difficult. So difficult. But please, just one time, try to get up after failing. Hatzlacha.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.